Check 1, 2. Can you hear me?
Excellent. Thanks.
Turn you up a little bit.
Is there any
self up?
There's a slider just to the right of the stop broadcasting button. If you slide that up a bit, it'll increase your volume a touch.
How's that?
That's fine. Is there a topic you would like to discuss with us, Barry?
Well, let's see. I'm not too far from the fault line myself. It runs through Piedmont, Alabama. So that's about 20 miles from me. We had a quake here about 4 years ago. I'm expecting like another one pretty soon.
Well, if one does occur, I hope it's not a major one. You all prepared in the event of one occurring, Barry?
Well, we are sort of getting ready now, with the food and bug out bags, etc. I live in a home, though, that was built in the 1890s. It's gone through earthquakes before, so I hope it will go through the next one.
Well, that's the thing. It survived before. It should again, which is handy. Well, the most important thing to remember is that there's no point relying on FEMA ever helping you. In fact, they're more likely to make your conditions much worse than they should be.
Absolutely. I think it was maybe Jen talking about forming groups locally to try and get ready for what's coming down the road.
Yes.
Is that... I think that's a wonderful point. I have been working through my own church here for about 3 years or 3.5 years before the first collapse in 2008. I told them that it was on the way. And I must admit, it has taken me about 3 years to finally get them to really listen.
Right.
But they are finally listening, and they're wanting to get together and see what they can do.
Well, it'd be a worthy cause because the dumbing down going on in America, it's obvious that people just don't have any idea the depth of what's going on around us.
No, most of the people don't really realize either that with the Climate's Purity Act, that the New World Order is really already active.
Some of us are aware of that.
Sorry.
But I think you're right. The majority are not aware of that.
Something's cut out here.
Hello?
I can hear you, Doc. I lost Barry altogether.
You just came
no,
back,
not at
brother.
All.
Oh, all right. Good.
So, do you have some specific programs that you folks are working on for preparing for this? I mean,
what are your first thing that they have brought up is that they would like to put together a food pantry and a clothes pantry, not just for us, but for the other people that may have a hard time. And I also have a friend of mine who is an ex. Marine, and he wants to start a class, how to live out in the wild if actually have to. But they pretty much know.
Nice. I do want to make you aware you're cutting out just a little bit.
Okay. I don't know why, except for the fact that I am on like a wireless connection. That might be it.
It's fine, Barry. It just does cut out, but it picks up from where you left off. So.
Okay. I would like to ask, what are your thoughts as a group about the sustainable development?
As in
sustainable development?
The New World Order's terminology of it. When they refer to it, they are referring to the fact that we have to make cutbacks to pay their taxes to keep the economy going. It's a scam. It's terminology used to deceive. They're creating a crisis and making us the blame. Sustainable is just keeping them in their nice white shiny suits and us sustained down to the lowest possible level that we will accept.
And preying on our common base decency by the use of keywords aimed at, you know, our natural desire to, you know, live appropriately on this world.
Do you think that they plan or they anticipate population reduction?
That is their end game. They want a population reduction. You see, what it's about is destroying the competition. And all humans in their eyes are competition. And the less competition there is, the better.
Do you think that they anticipate like a mini ice age coming our way?
The climate on Earth is a constant change. Only 20 years ago, in the 70s, they were claiming ice age. And lo and behold, in 1976, we had the hottest year ever worldwide. But that's sort of been eradicated off Wikipedia. You know, you'll find the kind of odd, unrelated link stating that 76 is hottest recorded period, and yet they'll claim in 2009 was the hottest year ever, and yet everyone's buried under snow. So Weather is a tool for the greenies to use as trying to make us comply. They need a global crisis, whether it be economic or global warming or global climate change. They need to blame it on man to get man to comply to whatever their demands are. So as for a mini ice age, I mean, you know, it'll get cold and then it'll get warm and then it'll get cold and then it'll get warm. So don't worry about the weather. It's a scam. You just prepare for the extremes at one end, and then, you know, you've got nothing to worry about with the weather. If that answers your question, Barry.
Yeah. How do you think they plan to do the depopulation?
Well, how they're currently doing it is through soft kills. This terminology is a slow death. Basically, they're poisoning your water, they're poisoning your foods, they're poisoning the atmosphere with chemtrailing, they're poisoning your vaccines. And once they get hold of your healthcare system, then they control whether you live or die at an old age. You know, they will deny standard treatments that are available to you now, but when they control the healthcare system, they can deny it and say, "Oh, you're too old. You don't need it any longer. Your time has come. Your time has come." Have you ever considered suicide? Will be your doctor's option for a treatable disease. You know that it's all a scientific approach to making sure you don't have a full life.
I often wondered why they would be spraying chemtrails in the air with all of the poisons when it falls down on them too. That just doesn't make a lot of sense, even though I know that they are doing it. It seems like they are poisoning their own cells too.
Well, they've got access to medicine that we are not privy to. There are chelation patches that they have available to them, which basically it's a simple little patch that they attach to their wrist or upper arm, and that filters their blood for them. So if they're poisoned, they're okay. If we're poisoned, oh dear, how sad. Would you like some flowers
right,
at your
we
funeral?
Had
That's their attitude. Go on, Jen.
We had an interesting conversation with Revolution Rising in chat yesterday about where the that enchilant gathers and lives and stays together. And I would venture to say that we're in the D.C. area and Ellicott City in Columbia, places like that where you have conglomerates of Secret Service, and NASA agents and things of this sort. I'm betting that they do not have the chemtrail problem that we
yes, that also. I mean, chemtrailing is for the heavy populated areas and over organic growing environments is where they do it mainly, and also over fresh water sources, as in mountains. But the chemtrailing is very regionalized, as in it is specific. They don't do it totally worldwide. And there's a guy from Australia who very rarely ever sees chemtrailing. I mean, he knows it goes on, but in his area, it just doesn't occur.
I think we were looking at a map, mem, of them of the areas from New York and Newark and North, and how they don't have the reports of chemtrails that we have in the lower East Coast. And a lot of that was attributed to the fact that, excuse me, a lot of the Enchilant have residences there. Well, you're not going to poison. They're not going to poison the Kennedys and such and other, and the Kerrys and Bidens and everybody that's up in that area.
They're not going to poison the Kennedys. No, they'll give them a cell phone and let them poison themselves. Here, give yourself a brain tumor. Just a bit of sarcasm there, but
Just a little bit.
yeah, I'm like that at times.
You think?
Possibly. Been mentioned.
You've heard that before, huh?
I have, yes. Anything else there, Barry? Or Doc? Would you like to add anything to answer Carmen's question? Sorry, Barry's questions?
I missed most of it too because I had to let the dogs out again. What were Barry's questions?
I was just wondering, basically, why they would chemtrail, why they chemtrail, if it's also going to poison them. excuse me a moment.
Their them is different than what when we say them, like Paul mentioned, we think of the entire government, but the elite and that force don't consider the immediate local government part of them. It's like we make excuses, well, if you're in the Masons and you're not up to this degree of Mason, then you really don't know. Well, I guess with local government, a lot of them aren't included in the know either.
Yes, when I use the term them, I'm not referring about the government puppets,
Right.
because that is all government is. It's a puppet show. They are paid lackeys to present the voice of those that own it all. They own your government. They own the members that speak on behalf of government. They are just puppets. Them that chemtrail, the elite, they don't care about government. If a member of their government gets shot, they can buy a replacement.
I think that the volcanic activity is up last year about 340% last year, and last year was like the biggest year, and so are the Earth makes their way up too. I really believe we will be seeing a lot more of this. I think a lot of it is simply natural. It might have been brought on by man, but I think some of it's harp. I think we should keep our eye on fault lines and keep our eyes on those kinds of things happening, because they are on the rise.
They sure are. On the earthquake side of it, with all the oil companies fracking for shale gas and that, in a way, that increases your earthquake activity. But the advantage of it is that let me explain fracking first. It's basically they were injecting the gas well with water mixed with other different kinds of volatile chemicals to force the gas out. But in doing so, what they're doing is pumping a liquid in that seeps into the fault lines or fractures, earth fractures, and this acts as a lubricant to allow the earth to slide more easier. So what in effect happens is that these earthquake faults, they slip on a more regular basis rather than building up and building up and building up and building up the pressure for it to finally snap. So instead of getting a 4 or a 5 on the Richter scale every 25-50 years, you get a 1 on the scale every 2 or 3 years. So in a way it's good, but well, it's just not natural. As far as volcanic activity goes, I don't think man has any effect, other than harp could potentially have an effect in terms of they can redirect really low frequencies into the ground, but that is more likely to create an earthquake than it is to build up the pressure in a volcano. But I'm no actual expert on volcanology, even though I have qualifications in geology at school level. I'm volcanoes weren't my specialty. Here in the UK, all the volcanoes are extinct, so you know, I've only seen dead ones.
Yeah, I think fracking is one of the worst things they could do. They put all of the chemicals in the ground that seep into the water, and they also shatter the rock underneath. I think it's one of the worst things they could do.
Yes, I agree. There's a documentary circulating around the web called Gaslands. It's well worth a watch to expose the corporate criminality involved in that. They are deliberately poisoning the drinking water supplies and denying that they've any involvement, when it is quite clear and obvious that it is the big oil companies that are causing major problems in communities where fracking is being done.
Yeah, I have seen that, and it's a really, really good one. We all know that CO2 and global warming is just a big scam. But we still have to look at the facts that most of the glaciers are, you know, melting.
No, they're not, Barry. They're not melting. Seriously, they're not.
Well, what I have seen is that, you know, let's say Greenland has lost a lot of ice.
They're cherry picking, though, Barry.
Cherry pick what?
It's a term to say that they pick the one that appears to lose the most ice, when in fact the vast majority are growing in size. Some are melting, others are growing. They will show you the ones that are melting and say that's all of them. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by cherry picking.
Oh.
Nothing starts your day like honey roasted honey.
The
perfect balance of crunchy flakes and clusters with a kiss of golden honey. Delicious.
About 3 California.
But I'm no actual expert on volcanology.
CO2 and I'm
more likely to create an earthquake than it is to build up the pressure in a volcano.
And I mean, global warming is just a big scam. But we still have to look at the facts that most of the glaciers are, you know, melting.
No, they're not, Barry. They're not melting. Seriously, they're not.
Well, what I have seen is that, you know, let's say Greenland has lost a lot of ice.
They're cherry picking, though, Barry.
Cherry pick what?
It's a term to say that they pick the one that appears to lose the most ice, when in fact the vast majority are growing in size. Some are melting, others are growing. They will show you the ones that are melting and say, that's all of them. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by cherry picking.
Oh. What I have found is that the Arctic is losing about 3 California. Size chunks of ice running off over the past 4 years. That is 4 cubic miles a year, lack of ice. And that the water is less than mixing in with the sea water, and it's seeping into the fragile zones.
I can counter that one again, Barry, that the head of Greenpeace has been forced to confess that the ice caps are melting in their summer period, and that's the evidence that they present to everybody, but they regrow over winter. So even though it loses that much ice that they present to you, it's the same every summer. They show you a different section of ice falling off from the summer melt. So global warming is a scam, and don't be deceived by it. They will use these tricks over and over again. Oh look, the ice is melting. It must be summer, but they don't mention the summer bit, and they don't mention, hey, it's regrown in winter.
No, I don't believe in the CO2 crap that's been passed. Around Gore and, you know, all of that. But I also heard that Ladad parts of the Arctic. I think that's a first a long, long time, that it's ever done that.
That's possible. I haven't checked into much recently in the last couple of years on what the latest research, but East Anglia University is the university that was caught falsifying data and inventing a climate scientific research papers. They weren't doing any genuine study. They were just sitting down and inventing them, basically. And the the Atlantic conveyor belt, which is the Gulf Stream conveyor belt, goes up in the Atlantic. The East Anglia research team came up with this hypothesis that all the fresh water coming in from the Arctic there, and the melts from Greenland and the Russian Tibers up there, all this fresh water from all this supposed global warming was going to cause the Atlantic conveyor belt to dive down to such a deep depth that the Gulf Stream would no longer flow. So it turns out that story or that science is bogus. There is a crazy winter here. A hot summer and a mild summer. It's a constant change. I wouldn't expect the Earth to stay at a static room temperature in its entirety. You know, the Earth is it's its own living entity. Man, the average man has no effect upon it. There are those that want to control the weather, but generally they can only control the weather at a localized basis. They cannot affect the weather on a worldwide basis. You know, they can make it rain here locally, but they can't make it rain everywhere.
Right. And that's a real good thing.
It is. But, it is.
Will probably just have to wait. And, you know, one good thing about this is that time will tell. You know, over the next year or two, we will know what we're in for.
Absolutely, Barry. But, you know, so, just...
I hate to say goodbye, but... Well, I hate to sign off, but it's time for me to go to bed. I sure do thank you all, and,
sure,
and I'll talk to y'all later. Thank you, Jen.
It was a pleasure speaking with you, Barry.
It was. Come back next
week. Please feel free to come back. We also do a Wednesday night topic if you care to join us then.